Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome, I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. After over 20 years of advising individuals on how to save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book Money Smarts for You, The Basics, for sale on Amazon in paperback and for Kindle. I want teens, college students, millennials, growing families, and others to learn what they need to know about money in their adult life. This show is for you, so if you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. We are only a few weeks away from school starting. Protecting yourself financially and personally during the back-to-school shopping season involves planning, vigilance, awareness, and being honest and caring with yourself. It is all too easy to rush through these days before school starts, spend money impulsively, pile up a mountain of bills, and then look back with regret on these decisions. Here are five steps you can take to protect yourself financially and personally during this back-to-school shopping season. Step one, make a list and figure out how much money you have available to spend. Before you hit the malls or start shopping online, it may be time to get everyone to figure out what is needed for this year's school year. For your college freshmen, most likely you've received a list of what is needed for their dorm room and what types of supplies will be required. Be wary of buying everything under the sun for your college student because roommates may come already equipped or may not want some things in the dorm room. So leave some of those purchases until after arriving at school. Before school started in the fall, my mother always made me clean out my closet and drawers so I'd start the year out with clothes that fit and were in good condition. It also made it easier to figure out what, if anything, I needed when we went shopping. Did I need new tennis shoes? How about a new shirt or dress? Maybe a pair of pants? Did anything need mending or cleaning before I wore it again? I also went through my school supplies to see what was needed before we went shopping. Clothes that are stained or ripped may need special attention or repair in order to use them next year. They might be actually quite fashionable, but it's always good to check. Uniforms that are too tight may have to be replaced. Shoes with worn soles may need repair or replacement. Anything that can't be shared with a younger sibling may need to be donated, sold in a consignment shop, or be part of a clothing swap party. Clothing swaps require a bit of organization, but then allow different people with different tastes and sizes to offer their clothes to others in exchange for the same opportunity. This works especially well for college students who may not attend the same schools and want to change their wardrobe but don't have the money to do so. Donations can be made to charity, or gently worn clothes can be sold on consignment for a little extra money. Once the closets are cleaned out and it can be determined exactly what is needed for this new year, then make a list, including color and size needed. Additionally, if school supplies are needed, then make sure you make that list as well, including the number and size of binders, the color of ink in the highlighters and pens, all of the details, so you can do a bit of pre-shopping before you make your final purchases. Step two. Shop the sales, but wait to buy when you know where to get the best deals. If you take a paper or watch the new television news or surf the internet, you can see that every retailer is trying to get your attention with sales, markdowns, and all kinds of special offers. With money tight and retailers eager to make sales this season, knowing the market will be important for you. In Texas, this coming weekend of August 7th through 9th, there is a sales tax-free weekend for most clothes, shoes, school supplies, and backpacks priced at $100 or less that you buy for the coming educational school year. What that means to you is that for every $100 you spend, you will save $8 or 8%. This can add up to quite a bit of money as you make your purchases. Not only does this apply to in-store purchases you make, but also any qualified purchases from an internet or catalog seller that engages in business in the state of Texas. Other states may offer something similar, so investigate this idea. I was surprised to learn that baby diapers and baby clothes are also part of the tax-free weekend special deal. They're considered a qualified purchase. So if you have little ones, this is the time to stock up. Before you make the final decision to buy, whether it is in-store, online, or via telephone, know the market and what the price ranges are for the items you most want to buy for your family, friends, or acquaintances. Read the fine print. You may only get the best price if you buy five of the same item, or you may have to send in a rebate form that reads like a tax return, or you may have to purchase it at a specific time of day in order to get that price. Make a list of the stores that offer the items you and your family need and research the prices online and in store. Those extra long sheets might be less expensive at one store than another, so research before you shop. This is a great opportunity for you to teach your children about how to comparison shop. Once you have the list of items each child needs, then assign them the task of looking up the prices and any deals on the internet before you go to the brick and mortar store to look around. Remember to include any shipping expenses in the price of the items if you decide to purchase online and have things shipped to your home. If your children can look up the prices for the items on their list and calculate how much money will be needed to make those purchases, you can then make the decision if you want to purchase locally or online. If you purchase locally, you may want to entrust your child, if they're 14 years of age or older, with the money they need to spend and let them do the shopping themselves so they can have the experience of selecting items, making the purchase, receiving change, and then getting the next item on their list, methodically tackling their back-to-school shopping. You may want to incentivize them into saving money by letting them keep or spend any of the money left over after their time is in the stores or online. Step 3, if you're buying online, then beef up your passwords. Use only one credit card and keep a record of everything you buy. Beef up your passwords by using the NULS system, NULS, number, uppercase, lowercase, and symbol or special character. Using at least one of each in your passwords nulls the efforts of hackers, making it harder to guess your passwords on accounts or you keep your credit card numbers or other personal information on file. You may also want to consider changing your passwords after you've done a great deal of shopping. If your computer is not hardwired to the internet but uses a Wi-Fi network, make sure it is a secure network requiring a password to access it. Beware of shopping at your local coffee shop or other public location because although they require a password, there is no way of knowing who else is using it and if they can access your secure information. Also remember when you are done with a website where you log in, make sure you log out when you're done with that site. If you prefer to do most of your shopping online, then attempt to use only one credit card for that shopping and make a list of the items purchased, what website, the confirmation number, expected shipping and/or delivery date, and the amount spent. Also note what time and what day or date you did the transaction and the card you used. You will also want to jot down the expected shipping date, arrival date, and what shipping service is being used by each retailer so you know who to look for, whether it's UPS or FedEx or the U.S. Postal System. When you review your card statement, check each item purchased off the list and make sure the amount charged to you is correct. On the other hand, you may want to be a guest shopper rather than maintain your credit card information with the online retailers you use, minimizing the number of databases that keep that information on their site. When you're doing your shopping online, make sure you have a strong password for your account that you access via the internet. Using only one credit card to do your online shopping means that if there is a problem, like a data breach, then you will know which card has been affected and you will be able to contact the issuer to find out about getting a new card or what the plans are for dealing with the data breach. If you can also use this card when you're doing your shopping in store, then you will have only one bill to pay off before you begin to look ahead to saving for holiday shopping. If you have packages shipped directly to you, then make sure every item you ordered is received in a timely fashion and that it is in the box sent to you. If an item is backordered, it is especially important to make sure you track the package and verify that it is ultimately received. If you like to use catalogs and call in your orders, then follow these same tips to keep track of your shopping, making sure to note the catalog item number and description of your list of buys. Step 4, when shopping in stores, break your shopping into several trips and only take what you need with you. Once you know what you're going to buy, plan your shopping trips by location, type of store, and items you will be buying. Paying with cash will make things much easier for you because you will not need to worry about data breaches or whether the credit card system will be hacked. It will also relieve you of the burden of paying off credit card debt at the end of the month. Since you have a plan, you will know how much cash to take with you. You may also want to include an extra $20 or $50 bill just in case you find you need it. Before you go to a shopping center, remove all the extra cards you will not be using from your purse or wallet. Paying cash, all you'll need is cash and your ID. Be watchful of your physical person while shopping. Count your change at the counter rather than walking away into the store where someone can bump you and run with your funds, purse, packages, or phone. Zip up your purse and make sure your wallet or money is secure before walking away from the counter. If you plan to use credit cards, then take only the credit cards you plan to use on this trip. One or two is best. Before you shop, make sure you will not have any trouble using your cards. Have the balance paid in full if you can. Tuck some cash in your wallet, pocket, or purse just in case. Make sure you get your card back once it has been used at the register. Another reason to only take one or two with you. And make sure it has your name on it. When things get busy, sometimes the cashiers can get mixed up and give you the wrong card, so make sure you get your card back. Avoid signing up for a store card for a discount at the time of purchase. When you're shopping, you're not really thinking about terms of payment, interest charged, and other financial issues that require more than a spur-of-the-moment thinking. Be smart. Remember to buy only what is on your list. Do not give in to impulse buying or buy something different than you planned on. Stick to your list and to your plan. Before you go out in the world to shop, set yourself up for success. If you're overly tired from work or taking care of the kids or your home, set aside another time to shop. Make sure you're well fed so your brain can make good decisions and so you won't get cranky. Wear comfortable clothes and shoes. Don't wear expensive jewelry when shopping. Keep a low profile. Don't call attention to yourself in your manner of dress or behavior. If shopping at night, park under or near a light so you can be aware of your surroundings and see if there's anyone skulking around your car. Stay off your phone while shopping. Walking while texting, also known as wexting, or reading a post will make you a more attractive mark for anyone who may want to steal your purse, your purchases, your phone, or even your car. Looking at your phone or talking on your phone or texting on your phone does not allow you to be fully aware of your surroundings. If you aren't aware that you are not, then you're not able to move quickly away from someone or something targeting you. In addition, hackers can more easily access your data if you're using your phone rather than have your phone turned off and in your purse or front pocket. If you have more shopping bags than you can carry comfortably, then it is time to return home to stow your packages. You may be tempted to put them in your car and return to the mall, but if you have an SUV or a hatchback, it will be easy for thieves to smash your windows and grab the packages you just bought with your hard-earned money. During big shopping weekends, parking lots and shoppers are under observation by thieves who want to take the packages you just bought or carjack you if they're particularly aggressive. Don't put yourself in that position. Many shopping centers now have security guards who will escort you to your car if you're concerned for your safety. Step 5, at home. Take care of yourself, your purchases, and your finances. If you shop in the late afternoon or at night, make sure you leave lights on in your house before you leave. Lights on timers make it look to potential burglars that you may be at home. When you return with your packages, you want to walk into a house with lights on so you can see where you're going, and so you know that you're not hosting some uninvited visitors. Once you return home, go over your list, note the cost of the items you purchased in your journal or checkbook, and check off the items you just bought. Store them in a closet or room where they're not visible from a window or glass door. When money is hard to come by and there are people in desperate straits, they will do desperate things, like break into your house if they can see brand new shiny merchandise in the hallway or living room, waiting for them to take it away from you. After all your shopping trips, you will want to keep your receipts and, where applicable, match them to your shipments received, your bank statements, and your credit card statements. If you've used credit for your purchases, pay those balances off in full by month end so you don't have that debt hanging over you as you approach the holiday season. Also, that way you won't be paying those hideous interest rates that are charged to you by the credit card companies. Remember, the holidays are only 4 months away. There's enough time for you to pay off your debt now and save money for the upcoming holiday season. I hope these tips will make back-to-school shopping a better, safer experience for you and your family this year. Glad you were here today for the Money Smarts for You show. Next week, the show will cover the 5 steps to take to prepare your car for a road trip, whether to college or for your last vacation of the summer. Email me your questions to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.